hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day. How about that on Coffee Talk? Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. Only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio and other networks. IMCA, your Christian on-air personality, biblical teacher, independent clergy, and encourager. And I am so glad to be back, guys. I was going to do Coffee Talk yesterday, but my daughter got admitted into the hospital, the second oldest. She is okay. I want to take time out right now to thank everybody for your prayers. Y'all have flooded me with emails, phone calls. You've touched my heart. You've blessed my heart in so many ways that I am forever grateful. And my ministry team have notified me and told me about all these things that was going on. And then y'all that reached me directly on our Facebook page. Now, we do have a Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. If you check the like button, follow me on there and share my podcast, livecast, on and even Coffee Talk as well. And I'd sure appreciate that, guys. Yeah, after I got through doing Sunday morning praise, later that evening around 12 midnight going into the next morning, I received a phone call probably about 3 or 4 in the morning that my daughter was in the hospital. And I got up there. She was dehydrated. She played softball in high school, so she was dehydrated. And it was just a mixture of a lot of things. But she's better now. She's recovering. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your continual unspoken prayer requests for me as we continue to march on. Got a great show on Coffee Talk today. Before I tell you that, a lot of people have got in touch with me. CA, how can we reach you? Well, there's several ways. You can email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, go to that Facebook page, like me, click on send message. You can text me or you can call me directly at that number that bypasses the ministry team, gets to me directly, okay? If I'm tied up, I will get back to you as soon as possible. If you text me, I will respond back to you within that day, okay? Feel free, guys, prayer requests or anything in general, new music, whatever it may be. Now, in addition to all that, networks, I am now back on Spotify, whatever the word is on that. You'll have to excuse me. We're back on that. We're definitely syndicated on iHeartRadio. That's our main network. I've got other networks I'm on. Overcast. Google me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. CastBox. Apple Podcasting. Google Podcasts. Look, if you have an Apple phone, it's simple. Simplified. What you do is you just hit that little button. It's purple. Says podcast. Search up the Morning Brew. Subscribe for free. Also, Google Podcasts. Same thing. Because they don't have Google Play no more. So you download the app for free. It's called Google Podcast. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Find the little coffee beans with our new logo. Subscribe for free on that as well. I'm never going to charge free, free, and free. If you find someone that is charging to listen to my network on, please notify me immediately. We will rectify the problem. That's a copyright purpose, so they can't do that without my permission. But you can share. You guys have authorization to share my biblical teachings and things like that. You're never unauthorized to do that. That's what the purpose is to have an outreach ministry, which we're getting ready to embark upon here in the next few months, on 3 years, praise the Lord. All right, well, all that being said, of course, this is a little different for us, as we've been doing. I'm kind of changing things up a little bit. I'm glad y'all like the coffee song that I normally play on Friday. Kind of did it as a bonus feature for you today. In addition to that, beforehand, I played the coffee noise. I thought that was kind of cool. I thought we'd kind of do something kind of different for you. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about when we need God's help. We need God's help a lot. We need God's help in crisis situations. We need God's help in situations to where we're just so overflooded. And we're like, Lord, I just don't know. Give you an example. On Sunday, when my daughter Beth was in the hospital, my plate was overflowed. I had about 100 other thousand things to do. But priority one was my is God and your kids, right? Family. So I went by and seen her and everything. Got her a comfort bear. She is a teenager, but still teenagers like little comfort bears. So Dad went and got her a comfort bear, and I talked to her, gave her a hug, let her know I love her. And, you know, because I've already got COVID shot one. In fact, update on that, I'm going for COVID shot two next Saturday, so I will keep you guys posted, or updated, I should say. I say posted. Updated. I will get you guys updated, and you'll have a live video or some kind of a video of me going back in lineup again like I did. From what I'm understanding, I think with COVID shot one, I think you're about 78%, 76 to 78% vaccinated on shot one. So that's good news. I have had friends that have got shot one, they've gotten sick. Moderna, mostly, and then the Pfizer, they've gotten sick, but mostly the Moderna. Now, I've took the Moderna, I've been okay. So, just want to give you a quick little update. Anyway, backtrack to what I'm on here. So when we need God's help, we need him in all kinds of situations. But think about it. When do we most people usually need God's help? When they're in a crisis. Because we get so caught up in this crazy world that we're living in. And time after time, we don't get up in the morning and we don't praise God. And we don't thank God for another day. Instead, we go along our day thinking that we're Superman or Mighty Mouse or whatever it may be back in the day, underdog. And we don't need God's help. Some of us think that, right? We've all been there. But then a crisis hits. Hello, wake up call. Then who do you turn to? God, I need your help. I've been there. I'm guilty too. Come on, I know a lot of y'all are. If you haven't, you're not human and you are human. And you are one of God's children. So we've all been there. But we've always got to be God ready. And know when you're laying in bed at night, whether you're married and you're with your significant other or you're single, he's right there with you. When you're in your car, he's right there with you. When you're driving on the road, God is right there with you. When you're at work, see, I don't just normally work for my job. I do my job, but I work for God. He's right there with you. When you're down and out, he's right there with you. But a lot of times we get into crisis to where we're like, okay, I can do all this on my own, and then the crisis hits, and then Superman underdog or Mighty Mouse breaks down, and then we realize we need God. I'm going to help you today. H-E-L-P. If we go back to the book of Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 16. Now this is on the New King James Version I'm going to read to you. It says, "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may maintain mercy and find grace to help in times of need." You see, guys, the door is unlocked for you and me and for all of us. And it's been wide open. You can come as often as you want to the Father. You don't need an appointment. Like you go to the doctor's office, you got to set up an appointment. You don't need an appointment with God. You really don't. He listens. He hears. He knows your need. You cry out to Him. You go to your prayer closet. You get in your car with your eyes open. You talk to Him. Spill it out and tell Him every need that you need. And whether it takes 5 minutes or 30 years, which one prayer I know got answered in 35 years, I can tell you because He reminded me of here recently. He'll answer it. I'll tell you, it's guaranteed. When you're wore out, you're stressed out, like I was stressed out on Sunday. I still find myself at times stressed, but I de-stressed myself. I got to remember that. Or maybe burnout, or even you're playing out of options. You can run into the throne of grace and crawl up to the lap of Abba Father. You don't have to tiptoe. You don't have to tremble, guys. In fact, you don't even have to wonder if you're good enough to even be there. Whether you're a billionaire or whether you're digging ditches or whether you're unemployed right now and you're making it, you're trying to live on a dollar right now, or whether you don't have a dime to your name. And sadly, you're in the line of the food banks, which my heart pours for a lot of you guys right now. They're still without jobs. We're still praying for you. Our ministry team is. Whether you don't know if you're going to be able to go to the grocery store and get anything, or you were in line at the food bank and you got turned away, let me tell you, there's hope, and there's hope in the Lord. Let me tell you this. The one who sits on the throne is the King of Kings, and He is your Father. And you can talk to Him. You can sit with Him. You can tell Him your hurts. You can find grace in the time of your need. Because you see, friends, God's help is as near as a cry. But let's face it, we've all been there. Like I said, things get twisted up. We think we can do it on our own. So what I'm going to do, when we cry out for help, it's H, I call it H period, E period, L period, P period. Oh, my friend, the same God who gives you an open invitation to His throne of grace when you need help is the same God that can give you the words to say when you can't find any of your own. He gives them in these Psalms that I'm fixing to help you with so you can find ways to express what your heart feels. I want y'all to make notes of these four Psalms on this H period, E period, L period, P period on Coffee Talk today. So when you need help, step into and stumble into this throne of grace, throne room of grace. These four scriptures I'm going to give you as a substance of prayers. These are prayers that will help you. We've all been there. You know, and here's the first one I want to tell you. The book of Psalms, chapter 86 and verse 1. "Hear me, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy." You see, that's in Psalms chapter 86 and verse 1. I'm going to give you kind of a little breakdown on it in Coffee Talk this morning. You see, beginning with the plea for help is the way to let God know that you need Him. And as you do, you can lay it all out. I am poor and needy. I am wore out. I am scared. I am totally confused. I've called Him out on all this to tell Him. I've called Him out to tell Him how I feel about it. You see, even in this, guys, the psalmist didn't hold back why they needed help or protection or deliverance, and neither should we. Whether your need is tell God, acknowledge that your soul is needy for God's strength and your spirit is poor, humbled before Him, because He hears you and He hears your help. How about E? Establish my steps in your word. In fact, you go to Psalms, make note, Psalms chapter 119, verses 133. I encourage you to read the scripture on that. Breakdown on that one would be when you ask God to establish your steps like psalmist did, You are asking him to direct you, to be the captain of your ship as you cross the stormy seas. Now let me stop here on my biblical notes on Coffee Talk. See, are we going to have stormy seas? You better believe it. And you've been on them and I've been on them. You've been out to the ocean. I'm sure everybody's been out to visit. If you haven't, I encourage you to go out to a beach. I love mountains a little better, but beaches are nice. But you go out to the beach and you see it. You see the storms, storm coming in. Galveston is one area, maybe in Florida. You see these storms start coming in. The buildup, the moisture gets up in the clouds. I don't know. God mathematically does all this. I can't give you the answers. I'm not a weatherman. I got friends that are weathermen, but I can't give you the answers. But you've seen it where a storm brews up and the lightning bolts weigh about 2 to 3 miles. You're like, oh, I got to get out of the water. I've been there. Sure have. You are asking him to show you how to stand firm when the wind blows strong and how to run the course he has laid for you. See, what you're doing is you're telling God your need, his direction, and asking him to steady you and keep you walking within safety of his word. He will help you stand on his word and walk by what? Everybody knows, faith. So let's go to this L, the third one. The book of Psalms chapter 79 and verse 8. I want you to make note of that scripture. What we're going to talk about a little bit, I'm going to give you a little breakdown, is let your compassion quickly meet your needs because we are on the brink of despair. So before I give you the breakdown, have you ever been in a brink of despair? I have. Sunday was a good example. 2 weeks ago, taking a break from radio, taking a break from iHeartRadio and other networks that I'm on, I was in the brink of despair. I wish I could tell you all. Some people know, some do. And I'm still going through it. Now, it's affected outside of me, but it's affected in me too as well, I should say. But I'm good. But it's a long journey. One day I hope maybe I can share it when I go out and travel to churches and stuff and do biblical teaching, because that's what I feel like I'm going to be doing later on down the road when some of my pastor friends invite me out there. Once we get rolling, I got a lot of great things going on that I'll share here in just a little while. So basically in this scripture, the psalmist was asking, pleading with God, not to despair their past against them, but instead lavish them with compassion because they were on the edge of despair. So have you ever felt like that, guys? I have, and I'm sure you have as well. So sometimes when we need God's help, it's because we have been blown. We have either blown it or we're having to eat the bitter fruit from the sinful seeds that we had sown, if you think about it. But you see, God is compassionate and we can ask him even though we may not deserve it. It shows us mercy and grace in spite of our past choices. So if you're in the brink of despair, friends, because of circumstances that may have roots in the past, ask God to let his compassion lift you from that low place that you're in right now, because God's compassion will comfort you and strengthen you. Which leads me to the close of my coffee talk with the letter P on that help. Psalms chapter 16 and verse 1, make note and read scripture verse on that. We'll give you a breakdown. We're going to talk about this. Protect me, God, because I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have nothing good. Which is true if you think about it. You see, often if you think about this, friends, we do run to God for help. It's because our circumstances or our headache had made us feel even more vulnerable. And when we feel that way, we want a refuge. We feel that we need to be protected. And we need spiritual protection from the darts of the enemy. We often need physical protection from danger. And you may even need protection from worry or stress or unbelief. You see, friends, God promises his protection to those who take refuge in him. Pray along with the psalmist to adopt his humble spirit. Tell God outside of him you have nothing good to offer or lean on him. You don't need to take refuge in your own abilities or strength. You take refuge in him, and he will protect and help you when you need it most. And if you need some grace today, my advice to you is come to his throne. In other words, take it to the table. Cry out to him. If you need mercy or help, or you're walking through this door, Jesus himself to Father God to receive the help you need. Just keep this in mind. God shows his love through the book of Psalms. It's the way of our good shepherd leads us. Yet God loves us through every book of the Bible, if you think about it. So if you want to discover other scriptures, God loves you through scripture, I encourage you to continue to read and learn and indulge, because he does care about you. He sure does. Before I close out, I'm going to play a special song that I know you guys are going to love. I've played it time after time after time, and I get a lot of requests for it. But before I do that, so to sum all this up, CA, what are you summing up? Well, I'm summing up basically the whole manana. If we don't have Jesus Christ in our heart, and the battles that we're going through, and the trials, and the tribulations, and the discouragement, if you think about it, he's always right there. My encouragement for you, and my Bible talk on March the 16th, 2021 is this. As I've always said, don't give up on yourself, and don't give up on God. Definitely don't ever give up on him, because you know what? This is how I say it. Don't give up on God, because God has never gave up on you. Example, when I was going through my Sunday ordeal, I didn't give up. I never gave up. I never gave in. I didn't throw in the towel, as one of my pastor friends used to tell me. I stayed the steady course. Satan was putting me through one battle after another battle after another battle. But you know what? I made it. My faith was being tested. A little over 2.5 weeks ago, my faith was being tested. I had to take a break from radio. I had to take a break on the iHeartRadio network and my other networks out there. I had people flooding me with emails. Are you okay? Yes. Anything we can do? Yes. Pray? Yes. Unspoken prayer requests for me? Yes. And I encourage everybody, continue to pray this unspoken prayer request. Don't ever give up on that for me with what I'm dealing with right now, which I wish I could explain, but I just can't. Some stuff I just had to kind of keep, and God knows what it is. But I'm okay, guys. I'm physically able to do what God has wanted me to do, and that's encourage you all, have a good radio show for you all, have a good podcast for you all. I'm focused. I'm biblically able to biblically teach, do my characters. You know, I do all my characters, every one of them. There's nobody that does it but me. I've got 2 new characters coming. What else we got going on? In the process of getting a banner ordered. I haven't ordered it yet. Going to be doing some live cast on my Facebook page. Again, I know I probably drive y'all crazy about that. Please like my Facebook page. All you got to do is go on Facebook, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. And you know what? Turn your notifications on if you want to. That way, when I'm on the air doing these live casts, because I'm going to be interviewing quite a few people that I'm going to be in contact with really soon. I got some going to be sharing their testimonies. Some are going to be talking maybe about their books. Got special guests coming in talking about different things. Trying to line all this up. Having to do this kind of in a remote way still because of COVID. So can't bring them in the studio. Some of them here at Faith Studio 1, I just can't bring them in. So what I have to do is I have to do it remotely. And the best way to do it is do it on Facebook Live. I figured out how we can do that. But I'm waiting on my banner to come in too as well. It's a real pretty banner. Once I get it ordered, of course, I haven't had a chance to order it. I've been so busy. Seems like when I'm getting ready to order something, that's when things dramatically go crazy. Also, once all this uplifts, which it already is, but I'm just waiting on these I'm trying to see how things roll. I'll be going out doing remotes, doing t-shirts, caps, pins. I want to go out and meet some of you guys out in Fort Worth, at least the Fort Worthians. And the ones out of state, once I get these coffee mugs, you know, and everything, if y'all want one, heck, we'll work out a way to get it sent to you, or a t-shirt. You know, I'm trying to build all this up. This ministry has been very good. People look at it like, oh, it's a coffee show. Well, it can be a coffee show. However, it's a coffee show of encouragement with biblical teaching. Before I play this song that everybody loves, and it's going to make a lot of sense. If you're going through a lot, I want you to focus on this song. If you ain't got it right with God, now's the time to get it right. If we can help you, there's several ways. Morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. If you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, at morningsbrew, direct message me from Twitter. Or you can also instantly get a hold of me, going to my Facebook page, clicking on that, and that would directly get you to my number that you can text me or call me, leave a message. If I don't answer, I'll get back to you as soon as possible, okay? I'm available all the time for you guys. That's what I'm here for. Doing work and working for the kingdom. Okay, in closing on Coffee Talk, we're going to play this song, then we're going to come united in prayer. And this is one of my favorites and your favorites. It's Surrounded When You're Fighting a Battle, Michael W. Smith.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles. Yeah. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. Just when you think you're lost, it may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Hey. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles.
Amen. And that is how we fight our battles, giving it to Jesus Christ, our Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Almighty God. Well, I thank you so much for tuning in on a Tuesday morning on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Coffee Talk with CA on March the 16th, 2021. Again, share this podcast and tell others to like me on our Facebook page. The more the merrier. Getting a lot of new listeners. Our listener count's going up. And, you know, I'm just overwhelmed and blown away. Now, I do other work for iHeart. A lot of people have asked me, where can I find you? I am all over the map. I'm a fill-in DJ, so I fill in for a lot of different networks. However, the best way to catch me is on the podcast and livecast. And that's, of course, follow me on our Facebook page. All right, well, let's lead off in a prayer. And remember, be encouraged and know that God is with you, even during down times of disparity. Let's come united as brothers and sisters in Christ. What do you say? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we love you so much, and we just pray that you be with us on a Tuesday morning. We're going through so much, God, whether it's COVID-related or just anything in general, finances, marriages, broken marriages, singleness, people maybe trying to find somebody, but we know it's in your timing. God, we lift it up and give it all to you. People that don't know if you're there, but you encourage them that you are there and you're going to lift them up. Lord, we thank you so much for all you do. You're Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God. We got people that are sick. We got people that are sick from the vaccine. We pray for an uplift touch from them. We pray for people that are hurting, that are in back pain and pain in general. We pray for an uplift for them too as well. And God, we also pray for the ones that are down and discouraged and don't know where to turn, but may they be blessed to know that they can turn to you, and may they have gotten something out of my coffee talk today. For we ask it in your precious name, dear Jesus. Amen. Well, guys, I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side. Also, enjoy life. I'm getting ready to shut the lights off here at Faith Studio One. Calling it a day on a Tuesday morning. Y'all coffee up, have a great day at work, and be safe, and catch my other podcast later this week. This is CA on iHeartRadio. Have a great day. Bye for now.